Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Injured in a road traffic accident? Don't see red. Call 236-1222. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
You don't know when they're beaten. They're going to have a difficult game. But hopefully they'll have every bit as much difficulty beating us as what we've all beaten them. We know what to expect. We know that they'll be difficult. It's up to us to overcome it. We're at home, the onus is on us to take it to them, so we'll try our best to do that.
One win, one draw so far, but that win carries great significance for a Liverpool team tipped to produce great things this season. The away victory over Arsenal last Saturday, a significant milestone. Now Kenny Dalglish must start to rack the points up against sides here at Anfield. The season so far has been Suarez-inspired. The manager insists it's not a one-man show, but he's a clear driving force for the team. He returns to the starting lineup in the league, but Andy Carroll is taken out of the side and his spot is given to Suarez today. He starts with Dirk Kuyt up front. That's the only change from the 2-0 win at the Emirates 7 days ago. There's still a couple of new faces that we may see arrive here at Anfield during this transfer window. Craig Bellamy's a possibility to bolster the attacking strength, and the rumour has it that Sebastian Coates, the National defender, has had a medical at Anfield in the past 24 hours and will bolster Liverpool's defence. They're up against the Bolton side today. They haven't quite produced on the road. Last season, in fact, they only took 2 wins on their travels, and they were against lower teams, the likes of West Ham and Wolves. And they've got an awful record here at Anfield. They've won their last win was in 1954, and in the Premier League they've picked up just 1 point from the last 36 on offer here. The Bolton side, Jussi Jaskalainen in goal, Stenson at right back, Cahill, Knight and Robinson complete the defence. At Eagles, Muamba, Riococca and Petrov the midfield, Klasnic and Kevin Davis. Liverpool with Pepe Reina in goal, Martin Kelly, Jamie Carragher, Daniel Agger and Jose Enrique the back four. John Henderson, Lucas Leiva, Charlie Adam and Stuart Downing the midfield, and Luis Suarez and Dirk Kuyt up top. On the bench, Andy Carroll, Max Rodriguez, Jay Spearing, Doney, Jonjo Shelvey, Martin Skrtel and Jack Robinson. Your referee today is Lee Probert. He's only done one match so far. He handed out 3 yellows in that one. Well, it's one of those 5:30 kickoffs. Not everyone's ideal time for a Premier League game on a Saturday. Liverpool, after drawing their first home game of the season against Sunderland in a Jekyll and Hyde display, a terrific first half followed by a flat second half, will be looking for something a little bit more significant for the full 90 today. Some thoughts of John Aldridge as we get going.
Yeah, it's as we expected. People thought that Kuyt, especially from Sky, thought he was going to start on the right. He's not. Henderson started on the right-hand side, and Dirk is down the middle with Suarez, which where you've done a lot of damage towards the end of last season.
He's still trying to find the right place for Henderson, I think, isn't he? Switched him around a little bit last week.
I don't think so, but he's just got to do a job for the team while he's there and learn. Get better at it. But Kenny sees him there as continually. I don't know. It's not bad. Little ball up by
Kuyt. Chips one over the fullback, racing down the right side is Henderson. And then clipping underneath him, Paul Robinson, the left back, and forces it for a throw in to Liverpool. Inside 1 minute on the right-hand side of the pitch.
The game.
Here's Adam breaking from the midfield. Ooh. Puts the ball out to the left-hand side. Downing will keep it in and cross low. And it's come off the feet of Steinsen. It's gone out for a corner on the left-hand side.
That's all right.
And it's produced an opportunity now for Liverpool.
Yeah, first I thought Adam had given too much work to do for Downing, but he got it at the byline and whipped it across, and he's got a corner for his efforts. First corner of the game, left-hand side, outswinging from Downing.
Downing from the left, Liverpool starting with heavy momentum in the game. 5 minutes gone, corner across to the edge of the box. Adam stabs it behind him to Jose Enrique, clips it far post, up will go Kuyt. Keeper's gone as well, Jussi Jaskalainen. Experience grabs it through the air.
Yeah, 2-0 the keeper.
Oh, Suarez, brilliant spin off his man. There's advantage played for Liverpool. He's hooked up to Downing. Downing bearing down on goal. He's in there in the penalty area. And then the keeper came out. The defender gone across and Paul Robinson just about unsettled Downing. It's gone out for a corner kick.
Well,
one touch
was
too many.
Now Robinson got back really well, but he slightly overran the last touch to Downing. It was a great chance, great opportunity for him to open the score in one-on-one. But good defending. Corner coming in now.
Adams corner into the middle of that six-yard box and maybe just
great
punched
corner
away by the goalkeeper and out to the left-hand side for another Liverpool corner.
Super corner by Adam, right underneath the crossbar. Pressure on the goalie, but Jaskalainen done really well punching off another corner.
Lucas Leiva stabs that one into the floor and is picked up by Charlie Adam. Quickly released by Downing to the left-hand side and Jose Enrique. He's put it up the left wing for Luis Suarez. Suarez with the outside of the boot. That's a lovely ball! What a save! And Cal can't follow it up, but he's picked it up on the right side. Calling for it is Henderson. Henderson with a second chance! Second chance! Goodness me! What a succession of shots coming in at the Bolton goal. And it was Henderson on the left one in the end who finds the first goal of the game. Nearly a remarkable goal by Stuart Downing, but a wonderful save by Jussi Jaskalainen. Henderson had to control himself, rode the challenge, and left-footed drove it into the top corner, and Liverpool lead Bolton by a goal to nil.
Well, if you're neutral, you feel sorry for Jaskalainen. This is top draw. What a ball that was from Suarez. What a great volley from Downing. What a magnificent save. And then Coates picked it up, put it to Henderson in the box. He's kept his cool from, 12 yards, 13 yards, and he's bent it right in the top corner. Great move from Liverpool. It's what we deserve from what we've seen. But Henderson, this is what he needs to get some confidence. That's a great finish. Absolute fantastic finish. 1-0. Totally deserved at the moment from what we've seen from Liverpool. Had all the play.
That's
what
a save. Striker's
save,
finish that, John, isn't it?
Oh, a great move. The ball from Suarez to Downham was staggering. It was just, what a tremendous pinpoint ball.
Lucas struggles to control that. Mwamba sends it back for Steinsen. He finds Mwamba again. It's out to the right side. Eagles lining up across. Far side into Petrov, and it's punched away from the line by Pepe Reina. Great strike by Petrov, and Reina just kept his post covered.
I tell you what, similar, that wasn't far different to what the goal we succumbed to against Sunderland. Deep ball, far post. Kelly's got sucked in a little bit, as did Flanagan. And it's a great volley, and thankfully went straight to Pepe Reina, because otherwise it was 1-0.
And it's Suarez who takes over. He spies a ball to cut out the fullback, and in there is Downing. Only Cout available. Downing back to Cout. Cout trying to stand that ball up. And before he knew it, it was flipped off his toe by Knight. And the eventual shot comes in from Charlie Adam. It's too wide, and it didn't have the power on it.
Well, great ball by Suarez, wasn't it? The problem was when he put down and in down the left-hand side. Now there's only Cout in the box, and there's four Bolton defenders. But give Downing his credit, he found Cout. You know, it was always going to be difficult. His first touch wasn't good enough to get a shot in target, and then Bolton got back and redeemed the situation.
There's Jordan Henderson. Not sure how many people would have had him down as first scorer today.
What a ball!
But he was, and that's Adam to Suarez. Suarez nearly takes it round the keeper, Jaskalainen. Astonishing video from
Charlie Adam.
And Suarez tried almost the impossible with a flick round one side of the keeper, and Jaskalainen just about cut out the Uruguayan.
That's fact. I haven't seen.
You're speechless.
It's what a ball. We've seen some fantastic passing by Liverpool, and long range passing at that.
Downing to Suarez. Adam had made the run. Couch used instead from the centre.
Well done.
Count out to the right hand side. There's more goals in the game for Liverpool. Henderson lines up the cross. Count in there!
Scored.
Well, that's the sort of opportunity Dirk Cout loves, and he couldn't connect and turn it into the net. Jaskalainen was beaten. All Cout had to do was find some sort of connection.
That's a great
ball, it's gone right across the 6 yard box and out for a corner.
Might have been doing Cout a misjustice there. I think Knight might have just got a touch on that to divert it away from Dirk Cout. But what a great ball from Jordan Henderson, who's reveling in this game at the moment. By far his best display for Liverpool.
Charlie Adam plays one along the floor and out to the edge of the penalty area. Enrique didn't line that up to pass it in quickly, but now he's found a header, and it's Agger's header, and it was glancing top corner before Jaskalainen catches it.
Yeah, no power on it, Steve. It was a good clip by Enrique. Agger got to the ball first. We looked from here, it was going top corner, but there's no pace on it, and the goalie collected it very easily.
Lucas wins it forward by Henderson. Suarez behind the back line. Suarez to score. He's chipped the keeper, and he's put it up to the top of the netting. Well, he went for style, and he chipped the advancing Jussi Jaskalainen, and everyone in this ground was hoping and praying that that ball would float downwards and underneath the bar. Fantastic. But it never quite came down.
It's great play from Liverpool. It's been a tremendous 25 minutes. They deserve to be two up. I think Suarez, it was great play from him, you know, the vision. But for me, he had to go round the keeper. The goalkeeper was in no man's land. If he goes round him like he did last week, you know, he gets a penalty or he scores the goal and he's dipped him and it's just gone on the top of the net. Tremendous play.
It's a header backwards by Lucas. Reina punching to try and keep it out for at least a throw-in, but he can't. He put his whole body behind that. It's a corner instead. They've had a few from this left-hand side, Bolton Wanderers. Liverpool so far have kept the Petrov crosses at bay.
They've got a big presence there, you know, we've got to deal with it.
Another out swinger, header right across the face of goal, and it fell awkwardly to Greta Steinsen's knees and out behind for a goal kick for Pepe Reina. We're just about dealt with that, but I'm not sure how many more of those Liverpool want to contend with.
Yeah.
Downing, left side of the penalty area. Him given to Suarez. Suarez chips it over the top. Henderson holds it up with a high header. Counts in the area.
Chance, you know.
And he tried to volley it as it fell down. And I think it almost came off his shin, Sturk Kout.
It was a shinner.
Lame in the end into the hands of Jussi Askelainen.
Yeah, it was a shinner, wasn't it? You know, it was only 14 yards out, volley. What Lucas is doing, you know, it's a good move as well. Whenever they've got a long ball, he's standing in front of Davis to stop him getting the ball and bringing it down, and he's doing some real good work, you know, he's winning balls in the air against them, you know, so Davis has got two players up against, one in the front and one in the back, and by doing that he's thwarting a lot of possession that Bolton get through Kevin Davis, you know.
Great work by Davis, the ball's stuck to him like glue, he's still going to the edge of the area, takes the shot himself, and it's caught by Pepe Reina. Wonderful dribble. Bolton players a little bit out of position. Can Liverpool make something from this? Or Lucas to Kout on the halfway line? They're forced to knock it backwards along the floor, Liverpool.
He looks a good young player, that Mark Davis. I have to say, he's done a real good job since he's come on.
Downing to Suarez. Suarez takes on his man. Didn't first time get it through Steinsen's legs. Second time, nice. Gets a pass down the line for Enrique.
That's
now
lovely.
Curls the ball into Kout. Liverpool are on the march. Kout on the edge of the area. Right-footed, looking himself. And he's blasted it over the crossbar. Just trying to find the perfect angle was Dirk out. One defender in front of him, two touches, slightly wide, and he drove one over Jaskalainen.
Yeah, he's saying that Jaskalainen got a touch on it. He's going berserk, wasn't he, for a corner? I don't know. It's a real good move from Liverpool. Passing so much better, you know, this season. And just see, he was a little bit of an angle, edge of the box, and it was always going over, wasn't it? But the Escalan, no, I tell you what, Robinson, come off Robinson's shin, that's why he was having a bit of a go with the referee.
That's a long ball from Adam, will it be kept in by Downing on near side? It will do, Downing then tries to take his man on, this handball shouts, was right on the edge of the penalty area.
Penalty,
Downing
he
still shouting for it,
the
referee's given a free kick outside the box, and Downing saying, look, I was a yard or two,
very
past the white line.
Very, very,
referee
very
wasn't
close.
Bold enough. Not bold enough to give. Let's watch the replay.
It's very close, very close. It's marginal one way.
That's a big call. He's given a yellow card. What, to one of the Liverpool players for arguing?
Someone's been booked there.
Tough to see. I think Steinsen.
It was on ball. It was definitely on ball. Here we see. Great ball from Charlie Adam. What a ball.
Long diagonal ball.
Brings Stenson to it. And
oh, John, I think that might be a penalty.
It's right on the line, isn't it? Let's see. It's right on the line, Steve. It's marginal. Could have given it, but,
the replays are not conclusive whatsoever. We've seen about four different angles.
I actually think that
the ref
right.
might have got that right, you know. I see one angle there where he's just got his arm
right.
outstretched out
it's
the area.
Right. It's just on the line-ish and just before the line, and he's got it right, and, you know, was it...
Just before the break, a chance to go 2-0 up, and it's cleared off the line, near side, by the foot of Ivan Klasnic.
Well, did he book him? Someone
Henderson took the free kick.
I think
one of the Liverpool players got booked for protesting.
That's a deliberate handball. You know, it's a booking. Again, inconsistency from the referee. If that's right, well, let's wait and see who got booked, Steve.
Henderson's corner, caught in the six-yard box by Jussi Askelainen. Greta Steinsen got a yellow card, our TV monitors are just telling us. Steinsen on the right to Eagles.
Time.
Whistle blows. Fantastic goal, gives Liverpool the edge in the game. You'd perhaps think they could have had more at the break, though.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's been a real good first half. Real good 45 minutes from Liverpool. just 10 minutes where we lost it a little bit, the momentum when Kelly went off. But all in all, they're fortunate to just be 1-0 down. Some great interplay going forward. We've got pace up front all of a sudden with Downing and Suarez now. Movements with Coutt and Suarez, Henderson getting involved. And it's very, very hard for the back four of Bolton to pick up some players. The vision of obviously Adams is superb at times. And Lucas, to be fair, has sticked in well in that position, you know, stopping, picking little balls up. Been a real good performance. Just needs the second goal today.
Henderson's finish was classy as well. I mean, people will look back at that move and they'll say, great goal, Henderson. Suarez's contribution was phenomenal.
Immense. The ball was one of the best balls I've seen for some time. It was audacious. Great volley by Downing, super save from Gascoigne, and he was a little bit unlucky to see a score if anyone was. It's one look at his head from Simon, and through reflection of the game would have been 2-0 at the moment. No, we've still got a lot of work to do, especially taking into consideration what happened against Sunderland.
City Sport, the Liverpool Matchbook, Radio City Sport, full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score now with upfront referral fees or a £1,000 advance paid. 236-1-2.
And we're just about to get underway for the second half. Liverpool shooting towards the cop end for the second 45 of the game. Referee, quick glance over his shoulders, Lee Probert. Bolton starts us off. The cop sit down and the ball's played back to Zach Knight and across to the right-hand side and Gary Cahill, the right of the Bolton defence. Davis threads one into Kevin Davis. And over to the right wing, there's Chris Eagles. He's played well for Bolton today, but the ball's won off him by Jose Enrique. Throw in now by Skirtle to Suarez. Back to Skirtle again. Right side of the Bolton box, rolled into Coutt. Skirtle on the right line, across the goal. He's beaten everyone, including the Bolton defenders and the Liverpool strikers. Yeah. And rolled away by Chris Eagles and Martin Petrov on the march on the left-hand side. It was a well-delivered ball by Martin Skirtle. Just no one in there in terms of an attacking force for the Reds. Here's Suarez, picks up a position he'll love about 25 yards from goal, rolls it out to Henderson. Henderson across the face of goal, hit the defender and comes back out. Henderson will pick it up again, tries to flight an early one in near side, keeper just about palms it out for a corner.
Well done.
That was going in the net from Jordan Henderson. Well, that would have been two for him. He meant it as a cross, but it almost dipped in the near side of the post.
Did, yeah. He got a wicked deflection across from the shot, and Gascoigne scrambled it away from the inside of the upright.
Count on to Henderson.
A chance, this
might be for Lucas. It breaks for Suarez. Challenge comes in underneath Suarez. Adam's following up. Adam on the edge of the area. Adam! Oh, yeah. My goodness. I thought by the deflection that had moved his way in.
That's a bad challenge on Suarez, you know.
It's a corner in the end for Liverpool. The defender got his foot in there. But in the meantime, in all that, as you say, John, Suarez was taken out.
I think the way he's gone in for the ball, his legs, his foot's up. And we know what Robinson can be. He can be quite nasty like that. And, you know, the referee's got, he's calling him over now, but it's the intent, the way he's gone in with Suarez. He was lucky that Suarez dodged it, dodged the bullet. It's just told him, the referee, who's been far too inconsistent today. Again, another dodge. Lee Probert, yeah.
Charlie Adam for Liverpool, corner on the right-hand side of the Bolton penalty area. Liverpool have been stepping up the pressure ever since the second half resumed. Left-footed!
Yes!
Martin Skirtle! Yes! Point-blank header! Pierces through into the top net! Delivered by Adam! Skirtle consumes the
great
goal!
Great corner!
And Liverpool lead 2-0! Beautiful set-piece, wonderful execution!
Well, I've been talking about Martin Skirtle as a centre-back. Give him one or two penalties away, so right back, it's not ideal. But off corners, with his height and presence, that's what he's got to do more of. We've been saying it for a long time. It's a great corner. When Charlie Adam came to the club, we know he can do this. We know he can deliver with that quality, that venom, that pace into them areas. And all he has to do is attack it. Get your head on it, it's a goal. And it's a simple goal, but it's a good header from Skirtle. Great corner. He's attacked it really well. Beat Zach Knight to the ball, and for me now it's just a matter of how many goals we're going to score this game. We've played really well up to now. You don't take none for granted because we know what football's like, but in reflection of what we've seen, Liverpool will carve out chances between now and the end of the game, and Bolton, I could not see them scoring two goals at this present time, but we've seen funny things in football, so Bottom of disaster.
There's Couch, cross to Adam, edge of the area, Adam to me!
Yeah!
Charlie Adam makes it three! His first Liverpool goal, he slides towards the fans. Oh, that means a lot to Adam. And just when Bolton was shell-shocked from the second, Charlie Adam has absolutely turned the knife. And he slides one diagonally into the corner of Jussi Askelainen's net. And Liverpool now lead Bolton Wanderers by 3-0.
Well, good save again there. The goal to matter how many we get. And I don't want to pat myself on the back, but that's the way it's looking at the moment. Good break. Suarez does well. Kout does well. They back off, allowing Dirk Kout to find Adam. He just dodges the real Coker and smashes it in with his right foot, the far corner. Great to see him get his first goal. He's been tremendous today, Charlie Adam. Absolutely tremendous.
Lucas now to Downing. Downing in the centre. Plays it down the left-hand side. Tackle from Gary Cahill. Diverts it out of the area.
Done,
and then running backwards, Chris Eagles diverts it out for a corner kick. Liverpool are just in that rampant mode at the moment. 53 minutes on the clock. Liverpool
like,
3, Bolton 0.
Like bees round the honeypot, you know, because... They can smell the finish, Liverpool, the game's over, now they want more. It's a great ball.
Another cross in, count this time.
Oh, it's
over
chance.
The top of the crossbar. Liverpool 3, Bolton Wanderers 0 on Radio City Sport, your sports leader. And
so much better
today.
The balance of the team, you know, and the movement up front, you know, even without Andy Carroll, who's going to be a tremendous player for us. But Kout moving and working with Suarez, it's a great ploy for Kenny. Whenever they play together, they do really, really well. You know, so to have options like that is brilliant for us. You know, you talk about Bellamy, and I think that's a no-brainer. If Kenny was to go and get him, I think Sel and Gorg can get Craig for a couple of years. The options he would give us on the left, down the middle, on the right, after coming off the bench, starting one or two games, which he'd accept, would be tremendous as an attacking force. Yeah. We've always said you need four real good players, and Kout comes into that category as well, you know. He started off as a striker, didn't he?
Liverpool lead 3-0, and here's Suarez just around the edge of the area, buzzing round there, couching to Suarez. Suarez trying to burst through, going round Jaskal.
Oh!
He's in into the side netting. Well, they're all
rampant
over this Bolton goal mouth at the moment.
We're rampant, I tell you what. He's unlucky, he's just gone too wide, too much of an angle, and it's very acute. Askelainen's forced into the byline, he couldn't squeeze it into the side netting. And I tell you what, if anyone deserves a goal here tonight, it's Suarez. He's been phenomenal. Some great performances from Liverpool.
Dodgy moment for a second as Petrov gets it on the left-hand side.
Oh, tell you what.
And the tackle by Skrtel, but Petrov,
he couldn't,
I think
he couldn't
he's got
help it. He couldn't
across
help it, yeah.
Skrtel's face.
It's slid in scale, but what's happened, he's just come down on his neck
on
with
his
studs, but
it's
not too bad. Well, the blades, aren't they? If they'd been the studs that we played in our days, I think you'd know about that.
He'd had a bolt hole in his neck, wouldn't he?
Like Frankenstein, not short of it when you look at Skrtel at times, isn't he? Two bolts sticking out of his neck.
Tunchai, back to Davis again. First period of possession Bolton have had for quite a while. On the right with Greta Steinsen. Across into the Liverpool box, Skrtel heads it away. Straight into Bolton possession again. Down the line it comes for Petrov on the left. Petrov's low ball in this time.
Oh.
Opportunity for
he
Bolton.
Should have scored.
Just about closed out by the two Liverpool defenders.
Yeah, he should have scored.
And Martin Skrtel helps hook it to the line. Bolton have got it back once more. Certainly mounting a period of dominance, a couple of few minutes of dominance anyway. And then that ball down the left is no good whatsoever by Paul Robinson. And it will be a goal kick for Reina.
Got away with that one, I think Skrtel needs to give the back four a little bit of a boost and Jamie to get this clean sheet that they always desire, because you know we just have to go foot after, and it'd be a shame for us not to go on and win this game four. We used to say we'd get four, we wouldn't get a fifth.
Daniel Lago, he's looking himself, he's onto his right foot.
Oh, what a
and
goal that would
was
have been.
The problem. If he'd taken it with his left, I think the keeper was forced into a save, but as soon as it was on the right, you just got the sense he would make much harder work of the situation.
Ah, he was on his lesser foot. But at the end of the day, you know, that's Daniel Lago. You know, we've got to fit Daniel Lago, he's in the team all season. You know, he's a super centre half. You know, we just don't want him to carry on with the, you know, being injury prone. What a run that was, Steve. He picked it up off the goalkeeper and just ran the full length back to the 18-yard box through everyone. And, all right, the shot wasn't great, but it was a fantastic run.
Oh, it's a back pass.
It's a back pass. He's not giving.
The referee's ignored it. Pass was backwards towards the keeper. Suarez has complained to the linesman. This linesman on the near side has been involved in a bit of controversy.
Unbelievable.
Today, an obvious back pass. Suarez is still talking to him. Just about everyone in the ground saw it.
That
and referee didn't know what to do for a second, and then he let it go. Well, Bolton at the other end applying some pressure on the right of the Liverpool penalty area, a cross in.
We've talked about the officials being inconsistent. That has summed it all up, Steve. How ridiculous is that?
Other end, Suarez flags up against him already. Jaskalainen saves. And everyone is still talking about
They've not got a clue. We've seen a laughing matter when Suarez went round and he should have been sent off the first game against Sunderland. Ridiculous. This one is a back pass. And the goalkeeper's picked it up. Yes, Glenn, he's under pressure. He's passed the ball back. And Suarez has closed him down. And he saved it with his hand and picked it up. And then he's threw it out. Oh, I tell you what, match of the day will pick this on. And they'll make these look like imbeciles. That is amazing.
It was obvious, wasn't it?
That is amazing. In this day and age, linesman, referee, it's they'll get a lot of stick on the television. And tomorrow on the Chris Kamara show on Sky Sports. Yeah.
That's the most obvious comical of cases, isn't it?
Comical. I thought the one against Sunderland was comical, Steve. You had to say, you know, people trying to make excuses for the referee. It was a sending off, you know.
Funny thing was, Jaskalainen was thinking he should have touched it.
He only used two hands, Steve.
And even he thinks he's in trouble at that point.
He knows he's in trouble.
Amazing.
Oh, well, it's worth watching, even if you're not a Liverpool fan. It's quite comical.
As Dirk Cowell goes down, Suarez has robbed Robinson.
That's penalty. Area.
Referee waves away a penalty shout again. He's given a corner. Suarez thought he was taken out from behind.
Suarez,
brilliant to harry his man, win the ball, and then Robinson
sat from behind,
and the cops were up delirious shouting for a penalty.
I couldn't see from here, could you really? Whether he got the ball. Suarez has done fantastic, chasing lost causes, and let's see.
I think Robinson got the ball there.
I got that one right. I'll give him that one.
Good call again.
I'll give him that one. I think he got a good call there. Very tough decision.
Is Adam trying to find a cutting ball in for Skirt on the edge of the area. Petrov took his time. Zach Knight's not quick enough to clear. Andy Carroll's barged him off the ball. Like it could have been a foul, but not given. Now it's Martin Skirtle. Skirtle on the ball, all sorts of problems inside the penalty area, and eventually is put out for a corner kick.
Well, the ball.
Who knew what was going on there?
No one did. It was like one of those ping pong machines. That ball was going everywhere, all over the place, bouncing in off.
Oh,
I thought for one moment it was going to be Carroll, but it got stuck under his feet. Skirtle had three bites of the cherry.
Jose Enrique on the ball.
Nice ball by Downing.
Uses Downing on the left-hand side. That's played up to Downing again. Absolute revelation in Liverpool colours, Stuart Downing, I think.
Yeah.
Takes on his man, gets into the box, bursts in, right-footed over the top of the crossbar for Stuart Downing. And you know, we've seen him do it so many times, but opposition defenders can't do anything about it. He's got a brilliant turn of pace, and he's very tricky.
Yeah, he's had the super game. Super game.
Tonchai forward. Carragher gets a touch on it. Just ahead of him goes Petrov. Oh, Carragher does brilliantly, and that's a goal scored by Klasnic, is it? It is, and Rayner is absolutely furious with that. Klasnic grabs one for Bolton Wanderers, and it finishes Liverpool 3, Bolton 1. A last-minute conceded goal by the Reds, which will be met with fury by Carragher and Rayner, I think.
It makes you a little bit gutted. It's daft as it sounds. This game should have been 4-5, could have been 6. And you know, it's a bad error, you know, from Liverpool to give it away. Thought we got away with it there when Carragher got back.
Unbelievable, John. But hey,
it's 3 points anyway.
Got to revel in the.
It's still a tremendous performance. It's just, you know, as a goalkeeper and as defence, you'll be gutted to let the clean sheet slip.
And that was right on the cusp.
Anyway, it killed the atmosphere.
2 minutes, didn't it, Josh?
It killed it. Because, you know, this game has been such a one-sided affair at full time.
I don't think Bolton deserved that goal, did they?
No, they don't, not at all. It's the first shot they've had on the target, I think.
Liverpool 3, Bolton Wanderers 1, and Klasnic grabbing something, but certainly wasn't in the script today. It was all about Liverpool's progression and improvement. Suarez involved for a wonderful first by Jordan Henderson. Martin Skrtel heading home for the second. And then the third for the Reds, coming today from Charlie Adam, his first in the Liverpool shirt. Very late on, Klasnic grabbing one for Bolton. Liverpool 3, Bolton 1.
Yeah, let's first and foremost forget what happened in the last minute. It's, you know, it's, you don't want to concede, but if we did, it could have been, a lot worse. 3-1 was so comfortable again. It really was. It's a tremendous performance from Liverpool. I really thought, you know, it's not the finished article by any means. We know that, but I tell you what, excellent balance going forward. I said before, Lucas, in that hold midfield role, didn't allow Kevin Davis to do anything, you know, in front of him. Charlie Adams pulled all the strings from the midfield, you know. Then you had the attacking flair of, you know, Suarez, which was unbelievable, you know, really was, caused so many problems. Couch movement, Henderson got his goal, down and put the ball into the box. It was just so much to talk about today, you know, just should have been out of sight the game, mate. And we battered them, absolutely battered them. Good to see that we're gutted that we conceded the goal. It's good to see, yeah, everyone, yeah, the fans, the players, you know, to have that mentality.
The man of the match was Charlie Adam, and yeah, there was a few out there.
Tough decisions, Steve. You know, we don't have many such decisions like that in the season, do we? We haven't last season anyway. You know, it's always been Suarez or Gerrard or Jamie. To a large account, but there's quite a few have put themselves in the picture there. Downing had a real good game with his pace on the left, you know. Suarez was superb, even though he didn't get his goal, he was magnificent. At the back, he's excellent, you know, did in the last minute. And then you had Henderson scoring a goal, brilliant, he scored a goal. But for me, Charlie Adam was absolutely superb right throughout the game.
Post-match. Yeah, it was a great performance. They played really well, and we're delighted. The people that came and watched were delighted. I'm sure the Liverpool fans who watched on the television would appreciate the football that was played. And the end result was we got a well-deserved victory. City Sports. The Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get in with the personal injury specialists. 236-1222.